Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is your radio announcer, Ambassador Hagen. We will now go in part two of the first words, Worldwide Prayer and Praise.
Sister Castile, I heard her first, Sister Lucille. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sister Castile, you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Dr. Stern. I'm still asking for prayer, standing in the need of some financial things to come through. But however God want to bless me, I'm you know, willing to be blessed. I just stand and believe God, and I thank God for everyone on the prayer line that have just stood in agreement with me and carried me so far in the fire with me, so to speak. So I just continually ask for you all to pray. Just help me to go through. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and I will bless him at all times.
And amen. That's
continually in my mouth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Castile. Now, Sister Lucille, you're on the line.
Yes, ma'am. I'm asking prayer for my dad. My dad can't, he has a tumor in his neck, a knot in his neck, and he can't eat, and I've been blending up his food, and now it's getting to the point where he can't hardly swallow. Every time he tries to eat, he chokes. So I'm asking the saints to pray for him, pray for me, my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Thank you, bless you.
Shall do. Amen. Mother Adley Johnson, I know you want us to pray for your grandson. Is it anything else, Mother Johnson, that you want us to pray for?
Include me and the my whole entire family. I want to see my folks saved.
Amen. Amen. I
have a little slight in my chest. My breath kind of get a little short every once in a while, so I'm asking prayer that the Lord protect and completely heal my body.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We certainly want to lift up Mother Johnson and her prayer request before the Lord. Amen. Anyone else this morning? We're at request.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Who are we speaking with at this moment?
This is Sister Faye from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
A little louder, please, Sister.
Myself. I had to start dialysis last week.
Who am I speaking with again? I'm sorry. It's a little...
Because the insurance is not kicking in. I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for my complete recovery.
Did someone get her name for me? I still didn't get it.
Faye from
Sister Faye.
Thank you, Sister Faye. All right, her voice was low, and sometime when you're a little distance than where I am, I'm definitely in distance with the Holy Ghost, but I'm a long way. Sometimes
I'm actually in dialysis treatment, so it may fade in.
Raining in my area, so that knocks me out for a voice. So God bless you. Sound. Amen. Dr. Johnson, we'll at 9 requests. Do you want me to go on, stop and pray, and if we have time, take some more?
Yes, Sister Faye, let me clarify. She's asking for prayer. She had to go on dialysis, and we know
yes.
God is a healer of dialysis. He's done it on the line before. And also, Dr. Mary Lacey, she had a fire there at her home. And so let's pray. Let's stop and pray for all these persons who need prayer.
God.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to say before we begin to pray that we all need to pray. We may not all can pray on the line, but our spirit is in agreement to what God wants to do on the first fruit prayer line this morning. Amen. And I just have an urgency in my spirit to pray whenever the enemy come in as a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard above you. And I just made a testimony last week that I don't give in to sickness. And no sooner than I say that the enemy came with something on me, but I don't accept it. And I thank God that I'm a survivor. And I press my way toward the mark of the high calling. And we want everyone to press in to prayer, because when you press, something does happen. And we know that we've seen great miracles miracles on First Fruit Prayer Line. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your presence this morning, we just come, oh God, with a forgiven spirit, a forgiven heart, in the name of Jesus. From the last time we came together, from yesterday to this time, 24 hours, God, you have kept us in your care and in your mercy, and we thank you for that. Oh God, we thank you for First Fruit Prayer Line this morning, and we just want to lift up our leader before you first thing this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come praying and thank you for, oh God, Dr. Vernon Johnson. Oh God, we thank you for his labor of love. For I was reading this morning early that your labor of love is not in vain, saith the Lord. Oh, God, we just come lifting up his hands and lifting up his spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we bind anything that come against the man of God. We pray right now, God, that you will continue to give him favor. Oh, God, every time I hear that there's a million listeners listening to the man of God, oh, God, he need us to just continue to lift him up in Jesus' name. We come right now and we pray for his wife and companion, Lady Betty, Lord. Touch her this morning, oh God. You see everything that she's doing that we don't see. So God, you honor it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come this morning and we lift up Mother Adelie Johnson. We thank you, oh God, for the mother of the nation. And we pray right now, God, that you just touch her this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you touch a grandson, and we touch in an agreement, oh, God, that you would touch him this morning and release him in the name of Jesus. And, God, we come right now and we pray for the shortness of breath. For I do understand, oh, God, when you got a work to do, the enemy like to come and mess with anything that he think that would stop you from doing the work of the Lord. Bind that spirit up this morning. Even right now, oh God, as I leaped out on faith to pray, I know that the enemy is mad. But God, I'm going to get through this prayer this morning because it's in my spirit to want to reach out to you in prayer in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, we stop to pray for Sister Peterson. We thank you for Sister Peterson, Lord. And we praying, oh God, for all the allergies and all the things that's coming against her. We apply the blood of Jesus, and we apply prayer to her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, that you touch her brother Thomas. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we touch her brother Roosevelt. Oh, God, in the name I did not hear, oh, God. We're praying right now, God, that you touch her in the mighty name of Jesus and put your loving arms of protection around her. Oh, God, this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I had to stand up on this prayer because I know the enemy don't want me to pray, but I feel the Holy Ghost coming in on me now. Oh, God, this morning. We pray right now for Mother Johnson and in and out. Lord God. Oh God, she asks us to pray for her. The doctors don't know, but I know, oh God, that we know a God that knows everything. He made her, and he fearfully and wondrously made her, and know everything about her. And God, we come applying the blood of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Ghost over the woman of God, that she'll rise up in the spirit in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, and we pray for Mother Johnson of Indiana, and we pray, oh God, you give us strength to her in the name of Jesus. Keep her covered, Lord God, in that house alone, because God, you are a keeper, and we thank you for Mother Johnson, and we know, oh God, she's going to have a testimony about herself and about a pastor, because you are that kind of God. And now this morning, God, we pray for Evangelist Strader, a woman of God, and a woman of honor, and we praying right now, God, as she asks us to pray for her husband, and pray for her daughter, her daughter Chantel, her baby girl. And God, we understand when a child is on our heart, in the name of Jesus, we want the best for them. And God, you'll do that for her in the name of Jesus. And God, she asks that you'll keep her and keep her strengthened in the Holy Ghost. And knowing you as I do, that the Holy Ghost is a keeper. And God, you'll do that for her. And now, God, we pray for Sister Castile, a woman, oh God, of honor, oh God, that already know that you got it in control. She said she need finances, but at the same time, she's thanking you and praising you because she know, God, that it's going to come to pass. Not only Sister Castile, but that all that is up under the sound of my voice, Lord, that stand in need of a financial breakthrough. We know, God, that the man of God told us that this is the year of blessings like we never seen before. And we're going to grab hold to the things of God and trust you, Lord, until they come to pass. And we bless your name in advance because we know, God, that it's already done. And now, Lord, we pray for Sister Lucille. Oh, God, a tumor on her daddy's. Oh, God, but you can touch tumors. Oh, God, last week, my niece's husband was supposed to take chemotherapy. And, oh, God, she heard about a formula with cottage cheese and flat seed oil. And, God, it works with the power of God mixed in it. And he took the flat seed oil and the cottage cheese just 1 week. When he went for chemo, the doctor said, you don't need chemo no more. And God, I believe you this morning. If we act in faith and believe in your word and touch, oh God, her daddy, he's still living. And if he's living, Lord, you can bring him back to himself. We just serve that kind of God. And we want to thank you this morning for the healing and those that did not get a chance to put their prayer in, Lord. Touch them right now. If they're sick, heal their body. If they're going through, heal their body. Oh, God, this morning, we just want to say thank you because I feel it in my spirit that you're touching even right now. Lord, this morning, remember Dr. Mary Lacey with the fire, Lord. I live in this area, and the enemy is going around setting certain places on fire. That's why we keep need to keep the oil on the doorposts and the lintels of our houses in our land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. You said if my people who are called by your name would humble ourselves and seek your face, then will we hear from heaven and you will heal our land and forgive all our iniquities. Oh, Lord, this morning, remember Sister Faye that's on dialysis. I know you can bring off. I saw my husband on it for almost 7 years. And God, you had a plan when you said enough is enough. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord, and we're touching an agreement this morning that dialysis is a trick of the enemy. It's one of the plagues that's hit the earth, and God, heal our body in the name of Jesus. We come this morning to make the devil out of a liar in the name of Jesus. I know if I didn't get up, the devil was trying to tell take me over, but the devil is a liar, and the blood prevail over every doorpost that's on this line this morning. We come against the enemy. We come against the Jezebels. Oh, God, we come against any demonic force, because the first fruit prayer line will go forth. It's the best thing that ever happened to us early in the morning. Oh, God, this morning, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we take charge and take hold, because those that are filled with the Holy Ghost, you say we'll have power to tread over the lion and the serpents, that old snake, that old devil that come to try to confuse us. But God, the power of the Holy Ghost is greater than anything, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you the glory, because all power is given unto us. All power, you left it down for here for us to use it, and we're going to take charge in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that didn't get a chance to come on, oh God, touch them this morning. Make them to know that this is a house of prayer in the name of Jesus, and as far as me and my household and Dr. Johnson and the First Fruit Prayer Line, we will serve the Lord. We will go forth in the name of Jesus. We pray for the convention. It shall be a convention of many. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the goodness of the Lord is going to reveal unto the saints. Oh God, this morning, touch the finance for our ministry in First Fruit Prayer Line. Amazing grace. Prepare the people to get ready to come. Prepare them, Lord, that this is their conference, and they need to be there to get the blessing and support what thus said the Lord. Don't let them just take in all of this all year, and don't try to support what's been blessing them. We bind that spirit. Oh, God, if it's any tale-bearing, oh, God, if it's any gossip, oh, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We just agree this morning that those things that God has called in order, he says, so shall that word go forth, and it shall prosper and accomplish into the thing whereto he sent it. He sent it to Dr. Johnson. It shall prosper. It shall go forth. We thank you for the blessings this morning, Lord. Oh, God, thank you this morning. We honor you in prayer. We bow before you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God. Turn it back to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
The prayer, Dr. Stern. Oh, my God, you anointed
Hallelujah.
To pray.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we come before you, oh, God, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord. You've seen this before, Lord God, and you can do it again. Hallelujah. It's a tender situation, Lord God, for a special person, oh, God. We lift up Sister Gina Hodges, your servant, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, whatever she's going through right now, God, we put the all of the anointing of God on it right now, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sit in your hands, God. We pray right now, God, that you'll touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Oh, God, lift her up, oh, God. Lift her up to where she belongs. Oh, God, she's a servant of the Most High God. And, oh, God, we need Sister Gina. Oh, God, and we know that you're going to bring her through. Oh, God, we bind up anything that is not of you over this woman of God. Oh, God, we pray right now that the wisdom of God will kick in on her. Oh, God, that the anointing of God will saturate her right now. It's an activator. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know we have medicines, and I know we have doctors, but I know, oh, God, that your words say, I've never seen the righteousness forsaken, not as seed begging bread. I know that, oh God, but I too know, oh God, that prayer will change the direction of what the enemy want to take it to. Prayer will lift up a bowed down head. Prayer will make you get on your feet. Prayer will cause you to lift up your voice to the Lord. And God, we believe in you, oh God, that the praise report and the victory is already won. Touch Sister Gina. I want all of us in agreement to say, touch this woman of God. We may not be together in the room, but we get in together in the spirit. And I know the right hand of authority means that God will do it. I know he'll do it because I got the faith to believe that Sister Gina is going to rise up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, send it to a spirit. Let her line up, oh, God. The word will line you up. When she came, pray for herself, Lord. That's what we are, the fellow yokesmen, that pray one for another. In the name of Jesus, we take anything off. That you didn't put on her. In the name of Jesus, we bind up cancer. The cancer has set in the body of Christ as an enemy. And devil, we see you. You can't have her. And anybody else that's up under the obscurity of the enemy with a plague of sickness and disease, we come this morning and we lay hands on it in the spirit. We call it as it is. Because God is able. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus, this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Because prayer is the key that unlocks every answer, every door. Hallelujah. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I just feel
thank
the power
you,
of the Holy Ghost where I am this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless
thank
you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had fever. Oh, my God, I just been sweating. Glory to God, but I still went to church and praised the Lord like never before. Came back home, and I still praised the Lord some more. They told me to be quiet because my voice was leaving, but I know that was the time to stir up. Hallelujah. It took all I could yesterday, hallelujah, on the prayer line not to say nothing. But I say, devil, I don't care what's going on now. I know my spirit, and I know my God. If I open my mouth, he say he'll speak through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God this morning. Somebody's getting delivered. Somebody's getting healed right now. Hallelujah. I laid hands on my son and on my nephew-in-law. He had cancer, and before he went to the doctor, I prayed for him, and he came back with a report that the doctor said, you don't need chemotherapy. That's the kind of God we serve. And Dr. John Johnson is a man of God. If you will believe what God say through him, we're taking him for granted. But this is a man that God sent in the face of the earth that no a man called Jesus. Oh, I got to leave that alone, Dr. Johnson. Please don't call me up today. I just have to tell you that I'm excited about what the Lord is doing because the enemy trying to snatch our loved ones away. And we have to get on fire for God. Hallelujah. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson. Glory
to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
I think we ought to take it out with praise this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for peace.